Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello, welcome to Click It or Tick It, 50th episode spectacular. I am Pete Mutina.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Glenn Marshall. Big episode number 50, and I'd like to think that the listeners think we listen to this in our free time. Like,
I would like to thank Kids Bop for making this all popular.
Yeah, we have the Kids Bop version of all our favorite tunes in the car.
I love hearing children singing about wrecking in cop cars and cheering about
and
it.
Fake Jamaicans.
I am Nick Schaefer, and I'm so happy to be here for the 49th time, 50th for the show.
I must say, Down With the Sickness was my favorite Kids Bop cover.
And bringing back for our 50th episode spectacular, bringing back our most popular guest.
Get the applause
ever.
Drop ready.
Not to slight Fratelli or Eric LaMonica, but this is the man who risks his life to tell us interesting stories. Steven, I'm not even mentioning.
As we're obviously slighting them, and especially slighting Steven.
I'm
Steven.
Specifically slighting him.
Fuck you, Steven.
Inaugural.
Inaugural.
You're like Michael K.
Inaugural.
I am.
I'm the Michael K of this podcast. Making Nick, of course, Ken Singleton and Glenn Outlider.
Oh. Damn.
No, our Paul O'Neill, if anyone, is Safari Tanner.
Safari Tanner.
Hello, everyone.
It's
good to be
return.
Here today.
How was the jungle, man?
It was good. It was kind of wet.
Did you see any Goliath spiders?
Yeah, one was on my face.
No shit. Did it eat any birds?
No, we tried to feed it this katydid, but the katydid literally, when my friend grabbed it by the wings, decided it would rather eat itself in half than be held any longer by my friend, who's kind of a...
It bit
douchebag.
Itself in
yeah,
half?
Yeah, it literally just, like, trying to bite my friend's hand, who was holding it by, like, its back legs, just bit through itself. It cut itself in half and then bit my friend.
Holy shit.
That is a gutter bug, dude.
So unwise.
That's like when a fox is stuck in, like, a bear trap or something. It'll like, gnaw its own, like, arm or whatever limb off to get out of it.
To bite your friend.
Yeah, but this is just like, no, fuck you. Like, the fastest way between two points is a straight line. I'm biting your ass.
You can't
out.
Fire
I don't,
me
I don't
life,
care
I
if
quit.
My torso is
he
in
took,
the way.
He took the first animal. Bite and he stopped for a second. Like, oh, wait a second. This isn't him. This is just me. And it was like... Fuck it, it's already done.
I am invincible!
he uttered that as well.
That's nuts. But seriously, 50th episode. Here we are, guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This is pretty, it's a milestone.
I want to say to all the haters who said we couldn't make it past 10 episodes.
Triple H, we're not going to keep inviting you here.
You guys won't make it past 52.
Is that a threat? Is that a threat? No, or is it a promise, Tanner?
It's the number of weeks in a year.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
That's why.
Well, in that case, you were just doing the math.
So, but Tanner, you actually got jungle fever and not the kind that leads you to click on certain links on certain websites.
Or
but
the title of my favorite Spike Lee movie.
Math is
in
my arch nemesis.
Yeah.
But what happened with that? Was it what was it called? Dengue?
Oh, it was never really established exactly what it was. But I know for a fact it wasn't malaria, dengue, AIDS, herpes, or... Lyme disease.
It was none of those.
Now, dengue fever is incurable, correct?
No. They're all, like, it cures itself. You can't treat it, but, like, it runs its course, and if you live,
right,
you don't have
all
it
right,
anymore.
So, radio commercials are lying to me, because
now, do you put
there's
Bengay
always this clip out
on your dengue?
Bengay is the only cure.
If you like rhyming, which we all do, then yeah.
And shitty wordplay.
Well, yeah, if you made it this far, if you made it to episode number 50, congratulations. You love shitty wordplay. You fucking love it.
And we want to thank all our listeners and all of our guests, even those who are a little less energetic than others.
Click
and,
it or tick it, bless
me.
You all.
But so Tanner, you actually said you saw like one of the rarest snakes in the world, right? When you were down there, like
the Bushmaster, which is a pretty good name.
We have our own Bushmaster right here, Glenn Marshall.
Yeah, that's my porn.
We all
name.
have Bushmasters here. Click
we all do.
My porn name is actually Bushmaster Steel. So
there were jokes aplenty. Jokes aplenty while watching the Bushmaster.
But could you give us a little more info about this? Like what? What was this? What was this trip? What was the Bushmaster?
So I imagine it's a novice in the bush, right?
George,
yeah, it's sort of a
W Bushmaster,
sort of a doppelganger of someone who really knows the bush.
Oh,
but just, hasn't been taught.
They're just
ways.
Pretending,
of course.
Or they have the bush infrastructure there, but they, mm-hmm. they don't have all the tools filled out yet.
It's really more of a Dick Cheney master.
Oh, nice.
Anything else?
Donald.
Well, wouldn't that make it a Bushmaster if it was a Dick Cheney?
That's true. Master. That's true. It's the definitive.
It is Dick Cheney. But all right, so you were looking for, you were with a professor and grad students. You were looking for venoms from rare snakes so that you could
we were doing an ecological survey of this like part of the rainforest in western Ecuador where there hasn't really been any work done with reptiles, amphibians there. So we were basically going through looking for new species and like categorizing the species that we found there.
Did you find any new species?
We have a couple of potentially new species.
Did you decide to name any of them? Anything funny?
We haven't named them yet. We're trying to get the word out about a few.
I would name one.
Click it or kick it.
But
your name is
Project
Tanner Harvey. I would name one snake. After Steve Harvey.
Project Muffin is way up there.
Project Muffin?
Project Muffin.
I think Click It or Ticket the Snake would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you pull a Stephen Colbert move?
Click
and
it or ticket
and
us?
Name a new species after it?
Some guy named a spider after Neil Young. I hate to bring everything back to Neil Young, but some guy discovered a new species of spider, and he's like, I really liked Cinnamon Girl, so.
A man needs a spider named after him.
Old spider, take a look at my. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
A snake just bursts out of
and the podcast screeches to a grinding halt.
Okay.
Someone's receiving a phone call in the podcast.
So the Bushmaster, you said it's what is it? It's a viper?
It's the world's largest viper.
What,
it's like
what
9
classifies
feet long.
A snake?
I was
going to
say, yeah, what is a viper?
All right, so there's like three or four major snake categories. There's a Lapidae, which are like cobras, mambas, pretty much like
the most deadly ones. Or?
Yeah, like front fanged snakes that but their fangs are fixed, so they're always out. Mm-hmm. And you know, those are the ones that like some cobras spit and shit.
So the cool ones.
Yeah, they're pretty badass. But vipers are the ones, like rattlesnakes are vipers, and they have their fangs fold back when they close their mouth. So when they open them, like their fangs can be like the size of their head pretty much.
Holy crap.
So they can still close their mouth. So this is the largest one of those. So yeah, it's pretty badass.
And then I guess what is it, like constrictors or like what?
Then there's Colubridae, which are like the constrictors and those ones. And
those
then,
would be like anacondas and
boas.
Yeah. And then boadae are the boas. Like,
Wait, what's the difference between a constrictor and a boa?
Well, Colubridae is like, those are like the little, that's like garter snakes, and that's the biggest family. That's like pretty much everything.
Just the common little bitch snakes?
You're bullshit.
Yeah, some of them are actually really dangerous, though, because some of them have fangs in the back of their mouth.
I bet they're all from Australia.
The back of their mouth?
Yeah, I got snakes, for all of you keeping score at home.
I got bitten by a couple of those, and they're not so bad.
Really?
Yeah,
I've seen
Tanner get bit by a snake.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
it was
twice.
Garter snake.
Oh. Yeah, and my own snake bit me like 2 days ago, and I was showing these like weird family, not weird family friends. Nah, no,
regular.
They'll never
friends.
Hear this.
Nope. So these weird family friends.
No one will.
These like totally random strangers who call themselves our families came over from California and like stopped by for the night, and they like brought their like 10 and 12 year old kids, and they wanted to see Basil, my snake, and.
So Tanner whipped it out. And
so
the kids
upstairs.
Wanted to see my snake, man.
Went upstairs at the cage.
What was I supposed to do?
I took him to the cage and showed him my snake.
And they were like, does he bite? Does he bite? And I was like, no.
Tanner actually has schizophrenia.
I had to show them this. Don't show him. I had to show him this. Don't show him the snake. I had to show him the snake.
You won't
so
do
then,
it.
And then it bit you?
Yeah, the first thing it did was bite me.
That's fucking. Well, now we're learning. We're educating.
It's afraid.
You came here for.
It was afraid.
You came here for vulgarity and bullshit, and you got that, but you also got a little bit of education.
Yep. So,
thank you, Tim.
Boo. Boring.
What did we
I
learn?
Don't want to. If I wanted to read, I would. I'd be reading right now.
Well, you have a selection of books here in our like powerful
I'm
office.
I'm reading it.
There's Stalingrad.
Christian, not at the. Quick, hit some drops. Christian was texting.
Is that a book or a chest made to look like books?
The latter. Well, considering that it has Treasure Island and Farewell to Arms, but in the middle of the two of them, there's like a latch.
Yeah, I'd say that's a.
And it looks like
book.
The top pops off.
Brian, you have to take a picture of this thing for the enhanced cast.
Yeah, get over there, Ryan. Hustle.
Yeah, I had a compliment on a couple compliments on the enhanced cast. So it's
oh
it's
really
being well
from
received.
Where?
Brandon, if you remember, he's our gorilla researcher.
Oh, excellent!
Oh, yes,
Enhanced. And listener Alyssa.
He's on the forefront of gorilla research.
And Eric, our PR.
Drink the water. He peed.
Our PR expert.
Peed in general.
He's been promoting this stuff. It's a Suffolk University, so shout out to Suffolk. And
is he still at Suffolk?
Suffolk.
He's also making a sit on a Trotsky T-shirt.
Where is that from?
That's from our Soviet puns episode.
Eric LaMonica, if you're listening, as I know you are, you have competition. I'm just kidding. You're a prime.
Yeah, you're.
Don't worry.
Unless Tanner wants to. No.
No.
You don't want.
No one does.
So Tanner, have you listened to any of the casts except for your own?
Well, Tanner has the power of snakes, but Monica has the power of South Boston, which rivals anything in the world.
I'd like to see a fight between all the snakes in the world versus South Boston.
South Boston would win.
Snakes on a plane would have been a terrible movie.
They chased all the snakes out of Ireland, and then all the snakes moved to South Boston, and they chased them out of there.
And then they all went
to
Australia.
And now they all live where? Australia. Yeah. Correct.
Dude, if all the people on Snakes on a Plane were just people from South Boston, that movie would have been so boring. It's all of them being like, no, fuck that. And they just fight all the snakes.
Well,
and
based on
movie
South
over.
Boston, they would have killed all the black people first. Then they would have killed the snakes.
No, they wouldn't have killed all the black
for
people.
David
they would have wounded them so the snakes would like come up and feed on them, and then they could kill the snakes.
On my way to from Quito, which is like the capital city of Ecuador, which is in the middle, to the coast. They played the movie on our bus with Snakes on a Plane in Spanish, which was pretty awesome.
El Snicos.
No, yo no me gusta este Snakes on el aeropuerto.
I was called like El Plano con Snakes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure airplane is just aeroplane now in Spanish.
Aeropuerto, yeah, that's the airport.
Or is it aero?
Aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto
is the airport.
I wonder which translates directly to air door.
Air door.
Ecuador actually invented the airplane.
I was there where I took French and hot dog was like el hot dog. I was just like, le hot dog, rather.
Oh, yeah, and
sandwich is still sandwich in Spanish.
Most things that were invented after 1960 were invented in the United States out of like computer and all that stuff. But France has a huge bug up their ass about using English words and keeping the French language pure. Mm-hmm. So there's like the Académie Française, which tries to cut out English-inspired words. So they instead of le computer, they say like ordinateur or something like that, which is completely pointless.
Alternator?
Yeah. Yeah, we already have a word for that, frogs. Why don't you come over here?
Yeah, we use your expressions. We say RSVP.
You may have bailed us out of our revolution, but that was fucking like 250 years ago.
We named our fries after you.
Yeah, you guys need to re-up.
Yeah, seriously. You owe us.
Yeah.
We named our toast.
We had to go to
you.
Vietnam because of you.
No,
we did.
Only special toast.
We named our kissing after
Why don't you go Dien Bien fuck yourselves, France?
Jesus, that might have to be another T-shirt. It'll be Ho Chi Minh shooting the bird and like
go Dien Bien fuck yourself. With a PH though for fuck, because it's Dien Bien Phu.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dien Bien fuck yourself.
The Dien Bien fuck
yourself. Ryan, if you could draw that really crudely in MS Paint and put that in the enhanced podcast,
Dien Bien fuck yourself.
That would just be great.
But we have some unfinished business. From yesterday's cast.
I've been working on a song. It's a modern adaptation of the killer song from the year 1850.
Don't do it.
That was a string quintet, right?
Yeah, it's Mr. Brightside, but mine is it has a little white supremacist twist, and it's actually called Mr. Whiteside.
The
band is named
the Minority Killers.
What's the name of the album?
I'm just distancing myself from this rapid. I don't know if you could MS Paint a drawing of me distancing myself from these.
The name of the album is Hot Must Have Only White People.
In parentheses. Wow.
We're not condoning this. This is just what the killers wanted.
So Tanner,
Minority Killers.
Tanner, just so you know, the tags for this episode are going to be racism and Tanner Harvey.
Yeah, what were you really doing in Africa?
How about what? That's right, you won't play the rest of that.
I give you the finger.
And you write a
with crab sauce.
But the unfinished business I was referring to was I'm holding in my hand Chad Curtis. But Chad Curtis went home with Ryan because he took photos of it for the enhanced cast. Christian's trying to reach out and touch it. And
Think your bullets can hurt him?
Bullets can't hurt him, but apparently his card can be.
but good pitches can.
Yeah, that's true.
Dear God, have you looked at that guy's batting average?
It's not that great, but he can be folded. folded to piece. I mean, he's been used to be mint condition when
it
I
was.
Last saw him.
And now I'm glad I'm out of the competition.
Honestly,
because holding that would be a burden.
It got left at Ryan's house for 24 hours and just got
savaged.
I
collected baseball cards for a while. The card was not in mint condition.
I can't carry it for
you. It was in excellent condition.
Oh, okay, but it wasn't mint?
It was not mint.
Okay, but it was in excellent condition.
Yes.
What's the story behind this card?
Poor.
Poor condition? Oh, well, this is Chad Curtis, who's a war hero of the New York Yankees, but here he's pictured as Tiger Days. And whoever wins, guess the gender of Oxtails.
We need that drop, dude.
Oxtails.
Guess the gender of Oxtails, which is a collection of stories written by second graders in 1993.
At Oxridge?
Yes.
Hence the Oxtails.
Gets the card, and we're down to Christian and Glenn, and I believe it's 7-6. It doesn't really matter. It's just whoever wins by two at this point. And
Can we read one of these stories?
Yeah, Christian, what are your drops going to be? Or do you want to just have us... Why don't you read a quick one just for a taste, and then we'll read one for the game. Just to give Tanner an idea.
All right, well, here's an example of a this is probably on the better end of writing quality. It's called The Park. I like The Park. The park is fun, and I like the playground because there's a jungle gym on it.
Fair enough.
I go with my friends. The park is close, but you can't walk it. I like the open spaces because you can play tag.
Is that
tag.
A challenge?
You can ride your bike, too. The park has lots of sand, trees, and benches. The park is one of my favorite places to go.
I can't ride my bike.
So,
no, can't argue that
would
last
you think
point.
That
what
would be...
A boy or a girl, what do you think wrote that? Don't look at the name, you cheater.
Can I see the bike?
What?
I'm an exceptional thief.
Give me back my bike!
There's a drawing here of the jungle gym there.
Okay. Oh, that's definitely a guy's rendition of a jungle gym.
Okay. But,
dude, I was wrong last night. I thought it was definitely a guy's rendition of, like, a building with, like, a missile launcher on it and all this other shit, and it turned out to be a girl. Huh. Granted, she's, like, dirty white trash, and she should, like, honestly, like, a hit team should take her out because she's just draining society.
Don't worry, they will.
So,
I imagine she's already shit out, like, 8 kids, and we're going to be paying for that. That's great.
Yeah. Well,
now,
and
can you do anything to give birth without shitting it out?
No. Yeah.
Because what if this chick had a bunch of C-sections?
Then it's crapping them out.
That's Wait. The difference?
That's what the
C stands for crap.
Yes.
Crap section.
C-section. All right, well, it's not cesarean. Section. It hasn't been a cesarean section performed since 1900.
What if she somehow gave birth through her mouth? Like, she, you know, just happens.
Puking out kids?
What why don't kids just leap out of
it's
our foreheads like Athena did with Zeus?
We puked out some kids.
It's
Bob,
barfing
earlier.
Out kids. That's the technical. B-section. That's the scientific. Yeah,
barfing out kids, right? Yeah, upchucking chuck.
Yes, upchucking Chuck. If the kid's
Chuck
name
Millennium.
Is Chuck, yes. You
so
upchuck.
Barf bag in the hood is slang for cradle.
What?
Just throwing that out there.
The barf bag.
Air sickness bags need to have like a it has like a big picture with like a cross, so it's like, do not like puke babies in here.
Like some chick is just like, oh fuck, like
little air sick.
I guess I'll just go to the bathroom.
Yes, she's like.
We have
man, the air sick bags
grabs,
on these planes are not.
She grabs
real
the bag and she sees the big picture of the baby
and,
with the cross through it.
Infant mortality rates are near like 90% in towns with Six Flags in them because people go on roller coasters and they just throw babies up off the side of them. This will also be the crude drawing of this Fan Hands podcast. Ryan, mark down the time. All right, but let's. I want to get rid of this this Chad Curtis card because
whoa, get rid of.
Yeah, because
I thought
you guys have worked so
you are
hard.
Crazy to be giving this away.
I am crazy, and if you call this podcast right now,
what number?
You can talk to me.
Mark McGwire rookie cards. I'm giving away the home run champ, the steroid using.
He's shooting up in the card.
Yeah. You guys want to hear the explanation for the terrible truth, or do you want to see me hit some dingers?
Dingers.
All right, so this is for this is between Christian and Glenn. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Glenn is up by one, and you need to win by two. So, this one's called Caper. My family's dog.
Wait. Caper like a caper like stealing things, or caper
like
a
great,
fucking
like
you know
the great Muppet caper.
You'll
no,
learn.
Like the thing you like put on food. Like,
oh right,
it's explained in the first sentence.
Oh, sorry.
My family dog's name was Caper.
Oh, does
so
not
neither.
Solve my fucking.
He died of a disease.
Oh, that
he was eaten.
I don't know what the
sprinkled
disease
sprinkled on
was.
Bagels of blocks.
Yeah, he was sprinkled on like a delicious seafood pasta and eaten.
I don't know what the disease was because I had not been born yet, but I know a lot about him because my parents told me. Because of my dog's death, we could not get another dog.
What?
My parents thought if the dog died, they would think of Caper and be sad. If the dog died, I mean, I hate to break it to you, but. Unless it's
that's
Cerberus.
That's an awful way of looking at it.
But they said that when I'm older, I can get one. I want a golden retriever because I think they are cute. Is this a boy or a girl who wrote this thrilling, twist and turn, gripping novel?
Both.
M. Night Shyamalan-esque.
Christian saying girl.
Christian saying girl through
form. I'm going girl as well.
You guys are both correct. God damn. All right.
Wait, what was the first one? I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, what was the first
one? What was
one?
The first one? You never answered the Jungle Gym one.
Oh, it was a guy. It was Michael.
Obviously.
Let's see here.
Hey, Ryan, you want to make me a drinky poo?
Do you guys, how about When My Dad Broke His Two Front
Downstairs.
Teeth?
Downstairs.
Whoa. Yeah, this is a story of violence.
How? Daddy needs his medicine, Ryan.
Violence unheard of since Please. Fright Night. You guys want to sort this shit out on your own time?
No, dude, I'm going to be here for like 50 minutes.
We're already 20 down, dude.
Well, all Ryan is now being inundated with glasses.
Yeah, saddled with glasses.
Remember the glass.
We need to get you a little harness with like a tray on
Yeah,
it.
Ryan, get a tray. Ryan, why can't you be a St. Bernard and have a big like barrel of beer around your neck? Ryan, I'm drowning.
Beer.
I'm dying in the snow, Ryan. Quick, get me
here,
loaded.
I have a moderate amount of beer for you. This will save you.
I have a Heineken mini keg. If I were dying and they had a Heineken mini keg around their neck, I'd be like, let me fucking die, dog.
Just like, get that out of my face.
Please stop slobbering.
That costs more
all
than a 30 rack.
Yeah, yeah.
Heineken's not even that great.
The dog brings you back and he gives you a bill for like expenses incurred. Go find something.
All right. I've got two excellent stories here lined up. Mm, so
turkey,
Ryan.
Guys, can we focus in, please? Can we get some attention?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We get some. This
absolutely is not.
All right, Glenn, dude, do you want this card or not?
Yeah.
Pay some goddamn attention.
Detention.
All right. Yes. All right. This one is called "Never Take Drugs!" Exclamation point.
Oh no!
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh.
Once there was a girl named Kim.
Oh, fuck.
Christian is now pointing to the Chad Curtis card.
I don't like where this is going.
Her friends asked her if she wanted to go to the store, and she said yes.
No,
no, that's fair enough.
They walked into a little man and a big cat.
Dear God, no!
The little man was in a big cat.
Hold on. Before they knew it, Kim had taken drugs.
God, do we have to reenact these movies?
Wait, they ran into a man in a big cat?
You guys are confused because you're not listening. Just shut the fuck up for like 2 seconds, all right? They walked into a little man and a big cat. Before they
shut
knew,
the F up.
Kim had taken drugs. At first, they did not know what to do. Then one of her friends thought of something and said, let's call the police. Then let's call her parents. So they called the police and the parents. First, they did not know what the drug was. Then the police said, I know what the police said. I know what the drug is. It's cocaine. Cocaine, said the mom of Kim. Kim's only 13, said the dad of Kim. So they got Kim back on her feet. Then they went and arrested the guy who gave her the drugs. Then they went home and Kim never took drugs again.
Girl.
You're not playing!
Wait,
you were
I am now!
Wait, can we just go back to one word? Was that cat? Big cat?
Yeah, the big cat is a loose end. That was a red herring. It never comes up again.
A man
this author is very skilled and keeps us guessing as to where things
are.
Well,
I want to read the next chapter.
Well, you know, you're going to have to guess who this is and then track him down. So,
all right.
What are we going with here?
I'm going with Chick.
I bet it was written by the guy who sold Kim the drugs.
There are a lot of blanks in this story.
Probably wrote it from jail because he got arrested. So.
But, I mean, drugs are a very, very
Peenies.
So, Christian's going with guy and Glenn's going with girl here.
Yes.
Girl's the wise choice.
Oh, unless this is a dude named Barbara, then Glenn
Woo!
Is...
Give me that Chad Curtis.
Glenn has just
won
himself.
No!
Oh,
no!
My God. Christian pretending to tear it. But he was just joking.
A terrorist.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Glenn destroyed the car.
Glenn just tore it to pieces.
Three pieces.
Christian is really upset. As am I.
You should have said something witty during it, like, you know, three-piece suits? Now it's three-piece Chad.
Hold on. I'm going to make it rain Curtis.
You know, cool stuff like that. Everyone listening at home, if you want more witty expressions, just email Pete at peaklearning.com.
That's horrible.
It's like one of those smarter child things, only
you
just for
destroyed
comments.
A legend.
You can never get that back either. I can't get like a 1996 Detroit Tigers Chad Curtis card ever again.
See, we would go
we
back.
We should have known. Glenn, as a Red Sox fan, is trying to erase all evidence of Yankees World Series victories from the late 90s. So,
it's because the 90s never really happened.
You want to pour mine, Pete?
It's true. They really didn't.
No, no.
All of a sudden, it was just like, hey, it's 2000.
Was there any cultural... is there going to be any cultural memory of the 90s? Like,
everyone who's born in 1990 can
see the internet, basically.
I remember the 80s a little bit.
Yeah? What about them, Tanner?
What were they like, Tanner?
Glorious. I'll tell you when you're older.
There's a lot of coke and a lot of...
I want to know now.
Awesome.
Okay. Can I fart into the mic for episode 50? I've never done this on this podcast. I have one of Bruin.
No. I knew he was going to do it anyway. There we go. That actually
was my God.
Oh, wow.
My mic smells so bad.
God. Can we label that mic so nobody else but Glenn can use it?
Oh, the mic smells terrible.
Or maybe he labeled himself.
I can't even talk it.
And now I feel like a morning radio show. Like,
hey, I waited 50 episodes for that.
It had like a ding devolved at the end of it.
It's like Howard Stern now.
Except yes, and I'm Artie Lang. More like Farty Lang.
I don't get it.
Zing, zing, zing.
Dude,
zing.
You're Artie Lang more than you'll ever know.
That's actually true. God, I loved seeing him destroy the Joe Buck show.
That was cool.
The debut episode of the Joe Buck show. Joe Buck is a smug, untalented prick.
It's true.
By
if
the
you
way.
Haven't seen
yeah,
this
more
clip,
like Joe Suck.
If you haven't seen this, go to YouTube and look it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's HBO Joe Buck, Artie Lang. Just search
it was
that.
It was supposed to be like a 10-minute internet extra at the end of their first show.
Yeah, it was an HBO show. And I don't know what the fuck
and
this show is supposed
Paul
to be.
Paul Rudd yep. and Artie Lang like hanging out with Joe Buck. And then who was in the crowd? It was Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, yeah.
And he was like, oh, I love to see white on white crime. This is hysterical.
Yeah. And that's a direct quote. But Joe Buck is trying to just say, so, Artie, is there anything you want to get off your chest? And
Artie's like smoking a cigarette.
And Artie just lights up a cigarette on the stage and just goes, yeah, the jizz, I'd like to get the jizz you shot on it off of my chest.
Yeah.
Like on.
Yeah, your jizz?
And Joe Buck is.
On his inaugural show.
And Joe Buck's trying to argue with him and like insult him, but Artie, you know, he just goes down to Artie's level and then Artie beats him with experience.
Yeah, and Artie's like, look, man, this is not. Like, I do this for a living.
I'm from
yeah.
New Jersey.
Like, yeah, no, he's
what
like,
what are you doing?
I do this every morning. Like, I'm faster and funnier than you will ever be.
Yeah,
like,
and Joe Buck tries to give him, like, the very clumsy, shitty, like, fifth grade insults. He's like, oh, that's coming from I can see your fourth chin. And Artie just goes, yeah, four. That's the number of episodes this show won't see. And then he single-handedly saw to it. Christian, oh, this is sad. Christian's trying to put
here,
the
you want
Curtis.
The last... two pieces?
Chris is trying to put the Chad Curtis card.
There was
together.
Only one piece left. Glenn tore it into two.
Yes. Yeah. Much like this heart will be torn into two.
Oh my God. This is horrible.
With the loss of Chad Curtis.
This is like watching a little kid have like a teddy bear torn apart.
Most depressing podcast ever.
And it's number 50. And we're looking forward to 50 more depressing podcasts after this. This will be we're entering an era of darkness on the podcast.
If you think of it makes sense if you think of a podcast as every year of your life. Because when you reach 50, you want to kill yourself anyway.
Yeah, and then when we get to 100, we'll die.
I know you all have parents out there who are 50 or some bullshit. And
but they're
like,
dying.
No, they're great. I have a great relationship with my parents. That's bullshit. They want to die. We all want to die.
Yeah, they just...
Yo, so...
I'm sorry.
Speaking of death...
I apologize for this whole podcast.
I actually
episodes included.
I actually have an article I found... This is about the Columbine shooting.
Just
if you guys
change
want to go there.
The subject.
No, I'm sticking with death.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's roll.
That one was silent.
You know how, all right, what was...
Wait, that was the 90s, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes,
all right,
it was.
There we go.
Oh,
we
so
go.
Maybe it was the era of school shootings.
Yeah.
The okay. era when white kids became scarier than black
kids. They all happened at the same time, just like Armageddon and Deep Impact came out at the same time. And
Jurassic Park.
And Dante's Peak and Volcano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Volcano was a great fucking movie.
Not as good as Dante's
Peak. Dante's
Peak
I liked a little bit more.
I didn't see Dante's Peak.
Do you remember at the end of Dante's Peak where
they
were
trapped in the coal mine?
Well, no, okay. They decide to go up to the mountain to save Grandma.
Oh, right.
The fucking,
when she's melting in the
yeah,
lake.
Yeah, the fucking kids.
Right.
The kids went there. So, like, they're risking life and limb to go
the
up to
the mountain.
The kids
drove the car.
Yeah, the kids, they go up to the mountain to save her. And then they're pushing her across this acid lake. And then right before they get to the dock, she's like, uh-oh, the motor's not working. It's like, yeah, no problem, but we're still, like, floating in the direction of the dock, so we'll be fine.
And the boat is actually just melting.
Yeah,
too.
And then she's like, no, I'm going to get out and push. And they're like, that's a really bad idea. Don't do that. She's like, look, all right? I told you not to come up to the mountain and save me. The intent was, like, I was planning to die. So she just jumps into the acid water and is like, ah. And she really does not want to live through this whole little endeavor, and then she killed herself.
Can we get a drop? Can we get a drop of that?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
The grandma screaming in,
in
acid
pain.
Yeah,
the grandma like jumping into an acid lake.
But the thing is, that she's like looking into the eyes of her grandchildren. She's like, "Don't worry,
I'm okay.
I'm fine.
It doesn't hurt.
Grandma's going to a better place, children." While she's like swimming in acid water. Yeah, it's just like, "Where are your legs, Grandma?" And they're like floating like 20 yards behind them. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And it's like in Volcano does have a moment like that, though, where the rescue workers find the subway train underground.
Oh, the dude melts all his carrots.
Yeah,
what
he does
because
is
the LA
he goes
transit
in,
system always gets you where you're going.
That's true.
Hey, hold up. Grandma's going to a better place. What a terrible way to console everyone. It's like, what, better place than acid water? Yeah, it's like I think of a lot of fucking better places, Grandma.
The
like
bottom
not, like
of the
acid,
acid lake is better than the surface. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. All the fish are floating in it for a little bit.
No, well, for you mean until the acid eats.
Yeah, how did it not eat through the fucking boat?
It was.
But why didn't it, like, would have happened like instantaneously?
No, it was like slowly eating away the boat.
The lake was for some reason turning to
says
acid.
The acid.
Slowly.
Yeah, it was like lava was like coming into the lake, they're like, "Oh fuck," and they're driving away from the lava that's now entering the lake.
The whole movie is just people running from lava.
Did someone just say lava?
All right, but you know how in a lot of movies where like someone sacrifices himself, they usually do it to save like a kid or like an animal, and everyone's totally cool with that because, you know, you sacrifice. If you're like 40, you're like, okay, you got to save the life of the kid.
Problem for me in like zombie movies where like a chick chases after a dog. Yep. And then everyone has to go like save the chick and the dog, and then
everyone gets eaten.
Three people always die, like at the expense of the
dog. Why would you chase after the dog? The zombies don't give a shit.
Wait,
about
isn't
the
that
dog.
Just one zombie but movie? Isn't that
no,
just
I'm
on
pretty
the
sure,
dead?
No, that's
just
I'm pretty sure dead. That's. Well, it's always like a chick that they have to go after.
Yeah.
See, Glenn's rule of thumb: it happens once, it happens all the time.
No, actually, my rule.
Hey, that's how.
My rule of thumb is: if it
like
happens twice, then it always happens.
No, that's the usual rule. It happens twice, it always happens. Like. You meet a kid twice. He wears that, like, some hat that says, like, fungus on it or something. It's like, the kid with the fungus hat wears that fungus hat all the time. It happens twice.
That kid with the thumbs.
However, for Glenn, it's once. It happens all the time.
Well, I was just using an example from Dawn of the Dead.
Too late.
All right. But,
okay.
You know how, but, so you guys get this principle.
It happens
though.
All the time.
You sacrifice yourself to save the
true.
Kid or the woman or the dog. In Volcano, this guy jumps into a puddle of lava feet first and
it's a trap.
To save a dude, and then he painfully melts all the way from like feet all the way like slowly being pushed into the lava.
Well, yeah, it was lava. What did
to
he
save
think
like to save like a 50-year-old fat like subway like train driver who's unconscious.
A train conductor
someone
who's
did.
Conducting like an electric subway. You don't even have to do anything anyway.
Someone didn't listen to the lava cast.
Yeah, he doesn't know how dangerous that shit is.
You run. You fucking run, and you run forever.
Or you run and get your collection kit, and then you start collecting the lava.
Unless you got...
And then step three
unless
is profit.
Unless you have Tommy Lee Jones.
Unless you have a dry ice cannon on you or something.
Somehow,
I would recommend
he also
it.
Has the strength to like throw the driver like 20 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because lava gives you superhuman strength.
Yeah, but
halfway
it's short
before it kills you.
Right. Just
yeah,
like...
You channel the lava.
That's
like
the give
water.
And take of lava powers. Mm. It makes you super strong, but then it kills you. But
there's 3, 2, 1 of something.
Speaking of the 90s and death and all that shit, if you guys had to like describe the two Columbine shooters, what is the impression that we were given was that they were two loners who got
black trench coat mafia.
Yeah, they were normal kids who got just like or kind of like strange kids, but they just got bullied and bullied and bullied, and they finally snapped because they played violent video games.
A little bit, yeah. I think that's the common
like
perception.
Like Pac-Man?
Apparently.
I think I know a bit more, but that's right.
I want to turn all these people into ghosts.
But apparently, the more research people have been doing it, shockingly, the media's like quick and easy way of portraying the event is not really how it went. Basically, Harris, who's one of them, everyone who knew him like just thought he was like a sociopath, like he was psychotic and was very fixated on being above everyone and killing everyone. The other one was just like miserably depressed and wanted to die, and that they had friends that they. You know, had normal lives pretty much. Fucking one of them drove a BMW, and he claims that he had the most miserable existence in history. You know, it's a quote.
In history.
Their plan wasn't to go through and shoot everyone. Their plan was to blow up the building and then
worse
shoot the stragglers.
Worse existence than Tom Arnold?
Worse.
Oh, my God.
Worse than Jillian Barbary, who had rocks shoved into her vagina.
Oh, I remember that. That's hot.
Who doesn't?
But I thought that the That was pretty.
By a girl, like, no less.
He would have killed thousands. They would have killed thousands of people with those. The bombs hadn't been wired so badly. So I don't know if that's.
It's a good thing I wasn't wearing those.
That's
explosives.
Why you should pay attention in wiring class.
Yeah, if you want to kill a lot of people, you're not doing it.
Yeah,
right.
Christian, you want to get on the mic and talk about killing people with explosives?
No, he can't talk. He can only speak in form of drop.
Yeah, well, why don't you get on the drops and explain to us?
Christian, all right, in six drops, describe to us how you would go about a school shooting.
I would.
First thing he admits, he totally would. All right, you got five left. Yeah. I like how you're starting.
Shit just got real.
Okay, shit's getting real. All right, he's in for me. One girl evades him.
He's warning people.
I'll give you seven.
I'm an exceptional thief.
All right, so he's stealing shit.
No, he's stealing lives.
Yeah. He is stealing lives, but there's a
You think your bullets can hurt him?
Oh, my God.
Not like this.
Wow.
Hey, Puck.
Full arc. Give yourself a bubble, a round of bubbles for that. That was incredible.
No switch.
Christian,
I think
feeding himself bubbles.
They only make
insanity here on Clicking Her Ticket.
But this was my favorite part of the whole thing, the misrepresentation, and then we can talk about whatever else. I just want to say, you know how there was that story of the girl who, like, they held the gun to her head and it was
she
like,
said yes.
Do you believe in
God? Okay. No, do you believe I've in had God? Way too much exposure to this.
They say, do you believe in God? And then she says yes, and then they shot her in the head.
Yes.
The F...
Get out. Get out.
The FBI has said that just did not happen. That,
oh, really?
That never fucking happened.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
The FBI never lies.
Nope.
That's true.
Why would they lie about this, though?
They're not the FBL. They're not the Federal Bureau of Lies. They're the FBI. No. Federal Bureau of Integrity.
But how many of them were there?
Oh, like four?
That's what I thought.
The shooting was Federal done by like Bureau. Five people in the FBI.
Glenn likes it when I talk.
And who doesn't? You're listening to
They're not the FBL.
Well, if you made it to episode 50, fuck yeah, you love it when all of us talk. I fucking
you missed that, Nick? Pete said they're not the FBL, Federal Bureau of Lies, or the FBI.
Federal Integrity, yeah. It was funny.
It was mildly amusing to Nick.
Yeah, it was
wildly amusing to Glenn.
Tanner, what were your thoughts?
Mildly.
I enjoyed the quip.
And Tanner's somewhere in the middle. He's taking my job.
Can we make that a drop? Tanner going, I enjoyed the quip. Oh, that's fucking. But you were saying you were reacting pretty strongly, Pete, when I told that the girl saying they asked her, "Do you believe in God?" When she said yes, they shot her in the head. That
it's
never
just
because
I was raised Catholic and we had this like overnight conference.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah,
It was awful. They made us watch this whole like 2-hour special where it's like it was called entitled "She Said Yes."
Really?
Oh yeah.
Christian confirming his belief in God. He must be a huge Josh Hamilton fan, but.
Yeah, he gets a lot of ass.
But essentially, what they were doing...
She means nothing to me.
Exactly. Wow. She meant nothing to anyone. Because they were going down the line, shooting everyone in the head, saying, do you believe in God? And capping people in the head. And then she said yes, and they capped her in the head also. But I guarantee if she said no, it's like, oh, the comedy is like, oh, totally. Like, oh, you're cool.
You're cool like us.
Next.
So you want to help us kill people?
Next! Like... You're she, it's okay. She's good to go. AIDS Columbine shooter.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What the fuck?
But I don't know what they're trying to convince kids in like eighth grade trying to get confirmed for a religion. It's just like,
even in the face of death,
she made the sacrifice.
Should...
Like, and she got shot.
And that's for believing in God. What does that have to do with Catholicism?
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with anything.
It's like, aren't we supposed to like kind of like secretly hate Muslims?
What
like,
if she said no?
To believe
what if
that?
She was like no? They'd be like, all right, bam, I'm shoot you in the head.
What if she didn't say anything? What if she was just like kind of scared?
They already had her. They already had her in like the position.
They
like,
were killing everyone,
and she's kneeling.
Oh, yeah, they were targeting people indiscriminately.
She's kneeling, and they have a fucking gun to her head. What are they going to be like? All right, why don't you just polish this gun real quick for me? I want it to look nice before I kill other people. You can just go.
Yeah.
Just hop out the window.
I don't know what the point is either. It's like,
what are they going to say?
Here's
like, do you believe
map.
In God? No. And it's like, high five, bro.
Here's a fucking 9mm. Let's do this. Like,
Were they trying
you're
to,
part of the team.
Were they trying to teach you guys that like you say yes under any circumstance? It's like, wouldn't God be cool with you being like, no, so you don't get shot in the head if that were even the, like a possibility?
What would Jesus do, Nick?
I mean, clearly he would get killed somehow.
I must say, as much of a tragedy as Columbine was, I don't know why the school policy is like evacuate or like all line up and like
hide. Oh, it's not even. It's like, look, you need to lock the door and then like get out of like the line of sight of the killer that's walking around.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is probably why I don't run things. Because my policy would be like, there are two school shooters, only two of them. Everyone in the school, run at them. Like, you hate them.
Oh, I've always thought
they killed
that.
All your best friends. Like,
we need the gorillas.
There's no way they could take all of us.
We need the gorillas from Congo in the school.
Well, the only thing I've ever really, and this is the truth.
I'll let Glenn finish. Then I have a comment about Congo.
I have a comment.
I've always thought
about school shootings before we go to Congo.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I just wanted to get this on my
Congo. Come later.
I've always thought, like, school shooter comes into the room, right?
Commercial gotcha. Break right
this
now.
This is a kid my
10
fucking
stack and station ID here on
this is a kid.
This is a kid my fucking age, right? Yep. Like, I'm sorry.
Fucking
no,
age 16.
There's no, like, school ROTC program for this kid. He has no fucking idea how to shoot a gun, like, better than, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, even if he goes out and, like, shoots some shit in practice, like, in the heat of the moment, great song by Asia. He has no fucking idea how to shoot this gun. I'm going to pick up a fucking desk and throw it at him. And then I'm going to pick up another desk and run at him.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens at that point. If I die, it's going to be the most fucking baller death ever.
You know what I liked a lot?
But if I don't, and I get
death to, of all time.
If I get to hit him with the desk and then like beat the shit out of this guy and then like
you'll
put my
hero.
Thumbs into his eyes, like, I don't care.
Yeah, and you'd be famous.
Yeah, not even, I don't even want famous thing. It's just like,
but
I would see that
you'd
guy.
You'd be famous
and,
for killing someone. Isn't that what you want?
Yes, but I would see him and be like, well, this fucker is dead. Like, I'm going to just kill him. He better put me down real quick because I'm like going at him.
You're like a grizzly bear which has to be like a magnum to the head.
Yeah.
First,
oh, yeah. No,
otherwise you're not being taken out. Like one of the Lewis and Clark grizzly bears where it's like shoot it like 30 times before you bring it down.
They had to climb trees and shoot them.
It finally gets weighed down by the bullets. Yeah, it like wasn't strong enough to run with all the bullets in him.
My thing was, remember when that happened, we were in middle school, I think, and they had us do
Lewis and Clark?
We were in fifth grade.
Yeah, during Lewis and Clark.
Fifth grade was
that was a great eighth grade
in middle school.
When they made that Louisiana Purchase, I knew that America was the place for me.
The Reconstruction was middle school. That was hard for everyone.
But in Middlesex,
Thomas Jefferson was a great president.
They had us do Code Blue drills.
Oh yeah,
where we would all like
line up conveniently
line up,
against
yeah,
the wall.
Line up against a wall and like just so hope the killer doesn't come in. It's like, but if he does,
don't do it.
We'll all just be neatly arranged there. It was like, do not.
He
try
only
to
needs one bullet, like in Indiana Jones. He can just shoot through the line.
And if he's using the golden gun, he just needs to hit you in the foot and you're dead.
True.
Dun dun dun.
Or
dun, 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 dun,
or
dun.
The golden PP7.
Oh man, that
oh the
great.
Silver PP7 would take down a person too. You just need the gold to take down boxes.
Now, what was the deal with the silver PP7? What was
it was the gold one? Like explosives? if you shot like a barrel, it would blow up in one. Mm. And if you shot a person, they would die. The silver one, if you shot a person, they'd go, but it wouldn't work on barrels. I think.
No.
I think that was it.
No. That is definitely not it. Golden BB7 was like the golden gun with seven shots.
Yeah.
Hit a person anywhere, they're dead in one shot. The silver one, I think, could go through all walls, but essentially it was a PP7.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it could just go through any surface.
I thought that was the Magnum.
I'm pretty sure that's the deal.
The Cougar Magnum
was sweet. That's why it was the silver. It was based off the Cougar Magnum.
Oh, of course.
I like how we go from school shootings to GoldenEye, which is probably like what inspired them.
Well, why didn't Natalia?
The same time period.
Why didn't Natalia get the Cougar Magnum? It's like twice the size of her, and
she never has a gun
in the
cougar.
Movie either.
She was a cougar.
She was
an old woman.
And you got to use Magnum.
She was an old woman.
And she'll only accept people using Magnum condoms on her.
Yes.
But
and then she'll strangle the
James
life out of
Bond.
Them.
There's no way that guy used it
after intercourse.
What should they do?
Yeah, he probably didn't use it after intercourse.
He came into a Magnum condom after intercourse.
And then he threw it at him.
That's how he defeated Trevelyan.
And then
that's how he impregnated people at 50 feet with a license to impregnate.
And the limp condom would sit on their face, and as he walked out of the room, then it would explode.
Dun,
and he would like straighten his tie.
Dun, dun, dun.
X-load.
Pete, you wanted to... Oh, the whammy bar. They'd kill the whammy bar. And they'd wow. Did you wanted to make a comment? You wanted to make a comment about Congo, didn't you, though?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying how the monkeys from Congo. In the movie, they were just like jack gorillas, like killing everyone, throwing eyeballs at people.
They're like really old gorillas.
No, better yet. The guy runs up in Congo. There's one guy who dies in the movie Congo, but loosely based on the Michael Crichton novel.
You read the book?
Very loose.
Yes.
You both? Tanner, you read that as well, right?
Basically, the guy comes running up. He's like, run! And then one of the monkeys throws the dude who just ran up to them and said, like, run. He throws
his
heart.
Brain. Or, yeah,
his heart.
It's some large organ.
In the movie, it was his... I mean, in the book, it was his eyeball.
Yep.
which makes so much more sense. It's like, oh, the guy's operating without a heart, saying, like, run.
Like, running without a heart?
Yes.
That's fucking mind-blowing.
And also, like, the concept of a monkey, even though they're very strong, the concept of them, like, just bashing your skull in, like, from 2 points and flattening it is kind of implausible.
Flattening
yeah,
it?
Yeah, in the book, they flattening got, like, the ping pong paddles.
They had, like, two paddles.
Metal ping pong paddles.
Because, like, an ancient tribe had, like, trained them.
They really
but
do.
I must say, really? The book was kind of compelling, but still a very mediocre novel by Michael Crichton.
Yeah, like, we have to go into... we have to go.
That dude, rest in peace. I never say that phrase, but that guy was the man.
On his wiki,
Jurassic Park was a hell of a book.
That's lame.
Why don't you fart into the mic again?
Oh, I will. I'm cooking
him up.
You have
no credibility.
Don't do it.
My favorite part of Michael Crichton's death...
I'm sorry. I'm Farty Lang. That's my job.
Michael Crichton's death, when he died, someone updated his Wikipedia page. He died of cancer, but somebody had changed his Wikipedia. It's like Michael Crichton finally succumbed after a long private battle with cancer. Someone changed cancer to raptors. So Michael Crichton died of a long private battle with raptors. Like, he was locked in his house for like 4 years.
And he like
raptors.
Left to go to like book signings and shit. And he's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to go home.
No, but there was like a serious
draw. And they
like,
know how to open my doors. Why didn't I just get doorknobs?
It was a personal battle.
Why did I have to get the lever things?
They'd leave the seat up and shit. And you come over and be like, God damn it.
You guys are going to put me in an early grave. Jurassic Park, power out aside, the whole thing could have been averted if this had regular fucking doorknobs. Instead, they had those weird handle things.
She means nothing to me.
Exactly. So, but Tanner raises a good point. Like, raptors would be shitty fucking roommates, man.
They'd be all...
They're fucking raptors.
They wouldn't do the dishes. They wouldn't clean up.
Did you see them in the kitchen in Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
A bunch of savages. It was ridiculous.
They knocked, like, four ladles
on the
floor.
A bunch of pots. No, that was the kids. The kids knocked them off.
Oh, yeah.
And incurred the raptor's wrath.
Oh, Tanner actually mentioned ping pong paddles because he said the Congo monkeys in the book had ping pong paddles.
They just needed a table to keep them entertained.
Which reminds me of... and they played with diamonds as rocks, as balls.
As rocks. But,
as diamonds as rocks. Shocking.
Diamonds are rocks.
I want to...
It's a trap.
But this reminds me of... listener Alyssa pointed me out, and this is going to be a new... I'm going to look at this segment in full once I get my hands on this next issue of Cosmo. But apparently there's a segment in there, which is different ways to stimulate the dick with different parts of your body for women. And one is, there's a section for your hands. And one at one point, it suggests that you just slap the dick back and forth between your two hands like you're a cat playing with something. That's advice. The new sensation will stimulate him because it's new and different.
I know what's pathetic? I'd probably like that. I'd probably be like, hell yeah, that's new and weird and different.
Slap it around, well,
that's, baby. That's, I love this girl. I'm
that
gonna
sensation
date her.
Is new and different. You know what would also be a new and different sensation? Would like a cheese grater. Not necessarily good.
Yeah, it's like, why don't you just take it and slam it in a fucking drawer while you're at it? Like,
Tanner, was that a rite of passage in Africa? Because
the guy wouldn't like it.
I believe they used a sharpened duckbill.
Hold on, did you guys hear that shit? Tanner, say that again.
In some like ancient civilization, it was like the Aztecs or something. They used to like do circumcisions with just a sharpened duck bill.
Holy crap!
The duck is still alive.
They take a duck alive.
Whoa! Go PETA.
I know a guy who got...
Yeah, they didn't kill the duck.
Yeah, they sharpened it. They made it better.
They just sharpened the duck.
Listener Ryan.
They're better than PETA, in fact. As opposed to, like, being unethical.
We enhance animals.
Yeah, just make it so that nature can fight back. It's like, they guarded the lost city of gold, too.
People enhancing the animal.
I feel like...
That's what it stands for.
Take the animal and go enhance.
I feel like sharpening the duck is like a karate form that we all need to learn.
Sharpening
the duck.
It's like, now you will learn the final technique.
Sharpen.
You will learn how to sharpen the duck.
Listener Ryan actually
knows how to sharpen the duck.
No, but he got a tattoo on his leg in Samoa that was done with a shark tooth from like the Samoans. Who? You have to train for like 6 years before you're even allowed to like touch one of the tools. Like all your job is to hold the person's like leg still while the master does the tattoo.
Yeah, don't they do that with like a hammer and a chisel?
Yeah, and like a shark tooth.
That sounds fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
that has to be the most excruciating pain ever.
I don't think it would be fun. But
like, I broke my back, but I would never get a Samoan tattoo because it would probably be too painful.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd probably elect to break my back again. Then
Electabuzz?
How'd you break your back?
Skiing.
Just fell off a cliff.
I got knocked off a cliff.
I was wondering why you were in a hospital
for like 3 months.
Wait, really?
Just paralyzed.
What? Jeez. Really?
It's bad times.
I don't know. You're paralyzed.
Yeah. It sucked.
How'd you get it back?
Guys, we're in the
sympathy here on Click It or Ticket.
Guys, we have 40. Good work. We have 51 seconds left before we hit our.
All right, guys. How do we end this? How do we end the 50th?
Well, soon. I'm trying to fart.
Safari Tanner should say goodbye too. I mean, if you like, thank you for coming, Tanner. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tanner, thanks a lot, man. We're gonna do 50 minutes for our 50th episode.
So we're
just gonna. 50.
Tanner, what do you have to say?
Thanks for this honor.
Well, it was our
dude,
pleasure.
You're more than welcome to come back.
It was a great Michael Cera impression.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're more than welcome to come back, dude, whenever you want to come in.
We have 20 seconds left.
Yeah, well, Pete and Nick have a show coming up. You guys want to plug that?
August 18th. The information's posted on the website a few days ago. So
Comics NY on 14th Ave.
Bring oxygen or you will die.
10
of laughter.
Seconds.
This is the best fucking podcast of all time. Thank you for listening to all 50 episodes.
If you've been here this long, this is great. 50 minutes, we're signing out. Thank you for listening.